episode 2443, There's No Place Like Home.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. After a long week, I am sure you are glad to come home and say, yes, I've got Friday and the weekend, and I can call it my own. But you know what? Along with wanting to come home, sometimes when we're away from it, we miss it. Because there's no place like home. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the Confessions of an Upset Mama is brought to you by the AIM Academy. We'll take a deep breath. I know life can get absolutely crazy, and maybe you've had one of those weeks. Maybe you've even experienced undeniable feelings of missing home. If only you could click your heels three times and repeat, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. I always wanted red sequin shoes, but that's for another episode. But no matter what you do, the feeling does not fade. You know this feeling is homesickness. We know it as, gosh, I just wish I could be home, wherever you call home. And homesickness can happen at any age. So yes, we're talking about kids here, but let me tell you, it applies to us as adults too. All of us have experienced this in our lives at one point or another. And the crazy thing is, it can affect everyone, not just the one who left home. Maybe you're struggling with this in your home now. Maybe you have a child who's gone off to college and you're like, oh, I wish I had gone off to college instead. Maybe your child has had a recent move. You know, you stay in one state, now they've moved to another state or another city, maybe even another country. Maybe you have a child in elementary school and they're like, Mom, I just don't want to go to school. I'm not feeling well. Maybe it's a mom's day out program. Maybe you have an infant that's about 9 or 10 months old that says, all I want is mom. All of this is normal. Why? Because we are relational beings and we desire connection with those we know, like, and trust. Those who make us feel safe. Those that we actually know and feel a part of. And for the most part, that's you, Mom. That's you, Dad. But it doesn't have to be a hard struggle. These changes in our life, these new opportunities, it doesn't have to be painful. It can be exciting. It doesn't have to bring about, you know, pains of, oh my gosh, I can't do this anymore. It can be something that has slight growing pains, but not severe ones. And that's really what you want, right? Because it stretches all of us. If you're the one who gets to stay home and you have your child leave, you feel comfort, but your child's away. But you both still can feel the pain. So what can you do if you are experiencing homesickness in your family? Well, you got to create a haven of peace in the unknown. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create a haven of peace. Just thinking about that makes it sound really good, right? It invites you in, that haven of peace. Believe it or not, Mom, that's what you've done with your child, with your family. As you've created a home, it doesn't matter how many kids you have. You've created a space for them, a safe space. Even when you were yelling at each other, even when you didn't get along, even during the celebrations, even during the tears, there was this haven of peace, a place that they knew that no matter what happened, they felt safe. And when you create a haven of peace, your focus comes from the point of where you are. So you are looking at where you hang out, where you hang your hat. That's the haven of peace. This is where you want to create this haven of peace, a place to rest and restore. Notice I say rest and restore and not call it your home. Because sometimes where we are in life is temporary. A kid at college, that's temporary. A kid at school, like elementary school, going to second grade, going to mom's day out, that's temporary. So it's for rest and restoration. It's that haven of peace. And I say it that way because some people feel like if they call it home, it doesn't feel right. So call it something else because your child might think you're trying to take something away, and that's not the point. If they're homesick, they are missing home. But your homesickness may not be actually the home. It may be you. It may be the dog or the cat or the guinea pig. It could be dad. It could be grandma. But they're missing people who are special. And yes, it can be a building. It can be something within the four walls. But it's most of the time, I would say 99.8% of the time, relational driven. It's the person. That's truly what they're missing. Now, the bedroom and how they have it decorated, that's all great. You know, being able to see their friends, that's wonderful. But that's not really what they're missing. And the purpose is to create a haven of peace where they can thrive in their new adventure. However, I want to give you some tangible ways you can help overcome homesickness or at least lessen the feeling. Because remember, these are feelings that come up. When you miss someone and you're thinking, well, how do I know when I miss someone? Okay, you send your husband off to work or you go off to work too. That's not homesickness because you're like, yeah, I get a break. Shh, don't tell him we said that. But sometimes we feel that way, honestly, right? You see, we're on vacation. When do you go back to work? All right, come on, be honest. It is confession day, whether you're a mama or not, or you're married or not, right? We know what it's like. Come on, we're real here. So you want them to go, but that's not really homesickness, right? It's just missing them because it's the person. Homesickness is a longing for your infant who longs for the mom. That starts early, and it is an attachment. And they don't want to be taken away because that's their safety net. Same thing goes with your child, no matter the age. You can have a child that's 20 years old. You can have a child who's 42 years old and they could both be homesick. And they could be feeling the same way. But you see, this homesickness, we attach it to feelings. And that's what's hard to escape. And that's really what you're trying to do when you create a haven of peace. It's an escape from those feelings. So they're no longer there or they're lessened. So you're kind of muting them so they can feel something else instead. So let's talk about those. Number one, create familiarity. This is bringing comfort to where you are, to where they are. So if you're feeling homesick, then it's where you are. If they're feeling it, then it's where they are. So you can send a care package specific to their likes. Surprise them. Right? I know when my mom moved over to Hawaii, I think I was more homesick than she was. Because she wasn't like just 7.5, 8 hours away from me. She was thousands of miles away. And I just couldn't get to her by car. I had to use boat or float. Somehow that was the only way, or a plane, that I could get there. And it wasn't that easy. And so there were times I was like, well, I'm kind of homesick. How old am I? Yeah, let's not talk about that. But the idea here is that you're wanting to bring comfort to the person where they are, not where you sit, where they are. And that's the key. Think of this as comfort is little surprises that remind your child you're still here. So you can send them a care package. Maybe they have a favorite blanket. Well, guess what? Get another favorite blanket. And it doesn't have to be the same favorite blanket. Get one that's going to help them feel like, oh yeah, this is my snuggle time. We have a whole cabinet full of blankets. Why? Well, we have a concrete floor in our house. And I'm not talking about the foundation. Literally, we have a stained concrete floor that's etched in our home. And it's not in the entire house, but in a portion of our home. And so when it gets cooler, when it gets to fall and winter, which I absolutely love, it can get a little chilly. And we kind of like to snuggle up, so we get our blankets out. That's comfort. Well, if you're used to having that around all the time, and then you come into, for example, a dorm room, and you're going, great, if I lay down on my bed, I have to pull my comforter up or my cover. That doesn't feel good. So what about that blanket that reminds them of, hey, you know, you can still cuddle here, where you are here, and wrap yourself up here. You create familiarity. Number two, plan catch-up chats. This is one of my favorites. Here you get to sit and enjoy each other's company and listen to what has happened. It's your reminiscing time. You just sit back and say, hey, how was your day today? And these can be daily, they can be weekly, or if you want to, they could even be more frequent. Every few hours. However, that's something that you got to talk to the people involved, meaning you've got to be in direct communication with your child. Now, if you're having this discussion with your husband and it's you're homesick, you know, maybe you had to go on a work trip for 2 weeks or whatever, then you have to figure out, well, what works with the schedule. Can you do it? I mean, if you're in another country, it's going to be very challenging. With a child, you really want to indulge their ideas, not yours. Because as much as we think they're homesick and they express it, to some degree, we want them to be. It's like, come on, don't you miss me? And as much as I want them to say yes, in all honesty, I know that I want them to go out and impact the world that they touch. And I hope that they get to do and try new things. And then when they're ready, they get to come back and tell me about them. They get to share all that greatness with it. And that's hard to do. It's a hard balance to find as a mom, as a parent. But you can plan these catch-up chats. And if you're one that, which I think most of us are, we all have those smartphones, right? Well, they're called smartphones for a reason, so use them. They're smart. Text and say, hey, you know, how can I help you? Notice how I said that. How can I help you? Not, what do you want me to do? How about I do this? No. Ask them. Let them make this decision. Why? Because it goes back to number one, creating familiarity. They get involved in the decision. As much as we think they want us to make the decision, they need to be stepping into it. And if you have a younger child and they're having issues, now they may or may not have a cell phone, but you can find ways to say, you know what? I'm going to see you at lunch. Did you ever have those lunch dates with your children at school? I used to love those. My kids would look forward to them. And I would bring a surprise to them for lunch. And then usually I would bring a surprise for all their friends at the table too. You know, good old times. But it wasn't always on my schedule. In fact, most of the time it wasn't my schedule. They said, hey, mom, can you come? I want you there tomorrow. You're like, okay, I'll try and rearrange my schedule. Get them involved in it. Have them plan those catch-up chats. You can make suggestions, but really allow them the space to be able to say, you know what? Yes, I would love to chat with you. Let's do it here on Wednesdays and put it on your calendar. Guess what? That gives you something to look forward to also. But let me warn you, if they don't text or they don't chat, don't freak out. Because guess what? Maybe, just maybe this one time, they had a haven of peace somewhere else and it was time for them to take flight. And that leads me to number three, reverse the cycle. Encourage your child to reach out when they need to. So after you kind of lead them along and help them with this transition, because that's really what they're in. They're in a transition. And what you're doing is creating space for them to create this haven of peace, another place to feel safe, knowing though that you're still here. See, that's the thing. Just because they're gone doesn't mean you've left too. They've got to know and trust that, oh, okay, we can do this. But then there comes that point where you reverse the cycle and they get to take the helm. This is where they get their wings and fly. Here you're no longer creating that safety zone. They are living out what they want in order to create their haven of peace. And in all honesty, because it is confession day, that's a hard one to gulp. Because you really want them to make those phone calls and say, Mom, I need you. Because then you're like, well, what about me? I miss you. And it's hard. There are times I'm like, come on, daughter, will you not just call me? But I give her her space. And I let her know, hey, I'm here. And every once in a while, I'll just send a text. Hey, I was thinking of you. And that's it. Or I'll ask about the grandbaby. Or the kids are at school. See, we've had the opportunity, I guess you could call it that. We've lived a very interesting life. We've moved all the time. And the kids and I and Dad have all really grown very close. Why? Because we've had to. When you're moving a lot, there's no guarantee anywhere in life except for your own family, what's happening within your own four walls. So that truly has strengthened us as a family. At the same time, though, it's also given my children the nudge to have to go out and make new friends and be put in tough situations. Did they like it? No. It was easier when they were younger. As they got older, it got a little more challenging. And that made us, as we got older, we really had to think things through differently. Our decisions going to impact our children in this manner because they are of this age. So we've had all of it, the ups and downs, the all arounds. But at some point, you have to step back a little bit. And you have to say, you know what? I want you to let me know. I want you to schedule those chats. When do you want to meet? And let me tell you, maybe you have to go 2, 3, 4 weeks of not seeing your child. I mean, I know even at summer camp, it's hard. If you can FaceTime, if you can do Facebook. There's so many different ways that you can have interactions. Skype, you can do Zoom, where you have that one-on-one interaction. Guess what? Set up date night and say, this is our time. We're going out to dinner. Let's have pizza night. And guess what you can do? You can order them their favorite pizza with their favorite drink and have it sent to them. They don't have to pay for it. It's going to be coming delivered. Say, just be home by this time and send it to them. And then you guys on the other end can have your pizza and you can have a chat together. It's awesome. And it's one of those things where you get to hang out. Maybe another time you do ice cream night. Okay, it's a little harder to schedule ice cream. But maybe they can run and get their favorite ice cream and come back and have a chat. Or maybe they go out for ice cream and have a chat at their favorite place. You want to encourage the change, but don't think of it as change. Talk about it as if it's an adventure, a trip to a new island. And it's not a new island that they're stranded on. You see, that's what they're thinking. Oh, if I go here, I'm going to be stranded. No, you're not. It's just something new. It's something different. And you can have this haven of peace, this rest and restoration, but you'll still have us at home. And you're always welcomed home. You want them to see the positive side of the adventure, right? The new friends, the new restaurants, the new shops, new schedules, new church, new community, all of the stuff that's new, it's all positive. Is it all easy? No, but it's positive. Now, I know we all like comfort, but we also are inspired by the newness of the opportunity. It's the grand paradox. What repels attracts. So what can you do for your child who's experiencing this? If it's your child that's going to, let's say, elementary school, let's walk through a few of these ages. If it's your child going to elementary school and you are fixing them lunch, what do you think you can do to make them feel at home, to make them feel special, to create that haven of peace that says, guess what? Mom's still here. I may not be sitting next to you, but I'm still here. How about a little note in their lunch? I loved doing that when they were young. In fact, I still make lunches today for my husband and our youngest. Yeah, I know it's kind of crazy, but I do. And my other two that are in college right now, still living with us, guess what? They take snacks sometimes. And guess what? Every once in a while, I sneak a note in their backpack. I just want them to know that they're loved. And that's actually all that they want to know, right? Is that no matter where they are, we are still there too. You're not absent just because they are not physically with you. So create that familiarity, plan catch-up chats, and then reverse the cycle. Now, it's going to take some time. This isn't going to happen overnight. And you can do surprises and you can plan weekend trips or getaways or all the stuff that you want to do. But definitely encourage that, guess what? This adventure is awesome. It's going to stretch them as much as it stretches you. So you have to attract what doesn't appear to bring comfort to the point where you can release them to feel even more comfort. It goes both ways. There's no place like home. There never will be. You're not being replaced, and they're not trying to replace you. It goes both ways. So remind them that you love them, that you're thinking of them. And then let them spread their wings and fly. Go out today. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.